Hello and welcome back to 40 days and 40 nights on the Camino with Jamie, the long distance coach. This is your host, this is the author, Jamie Wallace. Okie dokie, so this is my 22nd day walking the Camino de Santiago, 27 days since I left Scotland. I woke up around 7 o'clock this morning and as many others are already up, they were waking me up. So I decided I had to get up as well. So within a quarter of an hour, that was me on the road again. I decided to take the road route to Astorga. So one of the things you do the night before is you plan your way ahead for the next day. And in this occasion, there was a couple of different walks we could have went. But I decided I would go the Astorga route, which meant there would be no stops until 17 kilometres had been walked. So, and that was going to take 3 or 4 hours to do. So it's a good kind of motivator to know that sometimes you just have to push on and look forward to that meal or drink or whatever. And the next time you get to some kind of habitation. So it took me about 3.5 hours to get there because the last hour and a half of that particular journey was really hilly. It was all up and down, up and down. The first half was really enjoyable. And on my way, I would listen to the Proclaimers, and I was greeted by the Camino cyclists who would pass me by, buen Camino, as we would say. However, I was eventually glad to arrive in Astorga. I really wanted to get a nice big breakfast. And walking through and up into Astorga, it's a nice old, it's an old medieval type looking place with its castles and its old buildings, still very much alive to this day. And even I think it was maybe a Sunday day I was traveling, but the one of the places that was opened that day was this kind of restaurant, touristy restaurant, but it was open for breakfast. So because I was really looking forward to such a nice kind of cooked breakfast, I managed to find this place in the town square, right across from the town hall. And I got some eggs, sausage, bacon, toast, coffee, orange juice, €5.50, that's all it cost. And it was honestly the best thing ever after that particular walk that day. They had a cathedral there as well, and it's such an impressive cathedral. It was really beautiful, and so much history there was in it. And I was actually more impressed by that cathedral in Astorga than I was by the one in Lyon, in all honesty. It was €3.50 at that time to get a ticket for the museum and cathedral. And one of the things is if you show your passport, your pilgrim passport, your credencial, then you can usually get a discount. So I was able to get the discounted rate of €3.50. I then bought some water and some milk and fruit, and I went into a little garden just outside the cathedral. I was under the shade, under trees, and I had some lunch there. Just kind of chilled out for a while in that little garden before I set off on my way again. And took lots of pictures in this place, and it's Astorga. Even if you're just going to like the north of Spain, it's worthwhile dropping into this place just to have a look and go into the cathedral and listen to about the history of the place. So much more interesting, I feel. So I set off on my way again, and I was really tired already. But it was only like 1 in the afternoon. So I set off in the dark. And one thing I didn't I didn't say was when I'd left the Albergen Hospital de Obrigo was I left my earphones behind or my charger behind. So I'd walked about a kilometre, 2 kilometres. I didn't have walking back to get them because, as you know, you can't do without either of them. So that I did add a couple of kilometres onto my day that day, maybe 3 or 4 extra kilometres. So it's 1 in the afternoon and I'm kind of quite tired and that. So I find a place and I stop for another beer and a water. And I got a nice pinto of tortilla with it, some free food. Always love the free food. The next village along, I stopped for a wee while. And that's where I met Ewan again. He was that was a Korean guy. So he'd obviously he caught up with me and kind of had got ahead of me while I was out visiting the museum and the cathedral. So we walked together to El Ganso. And that's where I had to give up. My feet couldn't take me any further. So I found an alberg and I checked in and got myself a nice single bed. Next to something, next to the window. There were 2 Americans in this alberg. There was a mother and daughter who were in front of me. I went to the shop and I bought some dinner. I had some lentil soup, some pasta carbonara. I bought a beer, bread, and some fruit. And just because of how tiring that whole day was, I got to bed for 9 o'clock that evening again. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Tune in again tomorrow for the next episode.